I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for some of his thoughts about the recent issues that have come to the fore in the news about recycling of glass in the city of Marquette. Here's more with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
Yeah, I'll start at the foundation. First of all, we've been recycling for many years now through the Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority, or the landfill. The basis for that recycling has always been self-supporting. In other words, using the profits from the recycled material and on the open market sustains the operation, mm-hmm. and in many cases adds profit so that the facilities can maintain and be upgraded. So what has happened over time with glass is that it's not marketable. It can be recycled. However, we have nothing in our area or no one in our area that's willing to take glass as a marketable product. So when you combine that with the fact that we would have to haul it to places like Milwaukee or Minnesota, or the cost that's incurred makes it not profitable.
Mm-hmm.
So the landfill has decided not to recycle glass. It's purely an economic decision. And what has happened recently is that it's come out that the landfill has not been recycling technically glass since 2012. I think what had happened was it was repurposed for a time. In other words, it was crushed and used as a fill, mm-hmm. or a leach agent within the landfill itself, which, by the way, is happening in many landfills. But the wear and tear on their equipment at the at our landfill caused them to just make the decision to dump it straight into the landfill.
And this is come up because the landfill itself, the Solid Waste Authority, has said they're not going to recycle, and it turns out that they haven't been. The issue is that seems to be coming up from people is that when was this known, who knew it, and so on. And what's your response to that when people are saying that, oh, it was known back, or it started in 2012? Were you, or I guess the city, because there's been some changes in commissioners and staff and whatnot since 2012, but who knew what and when?
Well, I don't know if you're ever going to determine all the answers to that, but I do know that we didn't know. I think there's an outlying factor here in that the landfill until recently was being directed by another person. In other words, there was a different director who I think may have contributed to this situation. I can't say for sure, but the situation was that we all thought it was being recycled. And the reason we thought that was because it was being separated at the curb.
Mm-hmm.
So it was being set aside as a recyclable product, which by that action alone saved the consumers some money because they didn't have to put it into their bags and they didn't have to buy multiple or extra bags to accommodate the glass.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't been costing us anything the way it's been handled, but I think
it ultimately hasn't been being recycled.
It hasn't been being recycled,
and that's where I think a lot of people have the issue with it. And a lot of this came out in a work session that was last week with the city. That kind of lends to the question of what is the city looking to do now to address this issue.
Well, we presented 8 options to the commission at that work session you mentioned, with one of them being obviously leave it the way it is. But those options, in order to actually recycle glass, it's going to cost us money. I mean, the consumer has to pay a little bit extra or some amount extra monthly to have it recycled. That is because we have to transport it a great distance,
mm-hmm.
To do that. Now, the haulers, waste management, I think, is willing to do that. There's not a question there. I think it's going to ultimately be a question as to whether the city commission chooses to authorize that change. There's people in this community, I think, that want to do that. Understandably, they want to recycle. And I think there's a significant amount that don't. So, I mean, it's going to be one of those delicate decisions that I think the commission is going to have to consider seriously.
Is there a timeline here in the future of any other sessions or any discussions on it that that residents can get involved with?
Well, I'm not sure exactly about the timeline. I do know that my staff right now is costing out as best they can the options. We had given some estimates at the work session, but I think at this point we're going to get some closer numbers and then talk to the commission again and see what they want to do.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.